Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Curry steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Count me as the genius who told y'all.
He did.
Happened before the lottery. And of course, I was right. I was right. And my co-host and the legend, who oddly enough, I was just talking about with you, somebody.
Well, good.
There was you in a second. Confirms that I was right. Steve Kerr has signed, and the lottery's tomorrow. Because this was all one exceptional negotiating ploy by the legendary Steve Kerr. Does the timing of this, as we emergency pod, the signing of Steve Kerr to a 2-year deal to stay with the Warriors, validate my stance that this was all high school of business level negotiating, Mad Men Part 2?
Partly. I don't want to give you all the credit, but you did say he's staying. It's all just negotiation. You do have to say what I texted to you and Nick the next day. It's like, I'm switching.
What did you say, 60-40?
Yeah, I'm switching because I started to hear it pretty strongly, and I didn't hear 60-40, but we always got to be slightly cautious, but like, okay, I better change unofficially because it wasn't on the podcast, but
you were like, let's do another pod so I can say 60-40.
Because it really, really got, I mean, again, it could always, I didn't write it, so I can't claim anything. You said it, so you can, but like Wednesday, I guess recorded Wednesday night, Thursday. That's when everything started coming in.
But that's like the beauty of pods, right? You say something on the pod, and as soon as you press publish, things, you learn more stuff.
Same with columns, same with everything. Yeah,
you learn more stuff. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yep. And then even people who were, I'm sure you ran the people who were afraid to say anything, which was for a long time, or just not getting back to you. Like, I had a couple yesterday, like, oh, welcome back to the world. They're telling me that Steve's going to stay. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that now. Nobody directly was saying it, so I wasn't going to write it. But it was all going the MT way. Not necessarily it's all a negotiation, but it was, let's put it this way. Steve wanted to know how Joe Lacob felt about him. Like, really wanted to know. Like, if it was half-assed, he wasn't going to come back. If it was kind of, maybe he wasn't going to come back. If it was like, you must do it this way, probably wasn't going to come back. Like, he wanted to hear. And money is always a part of that. What's the money? You know, show me.
Money's the loudest message. But in this situation, I don't think it was for Steve. I think the money was like a set thing. Like, if he starts going Tom Dundon or whatever to Portland, then it's like, okay. Yeah. But you knew Joe, like,
he's already
the money. The money's going to be the money. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, if this wasn't like you put me at 25, then I'm still like, so the money was the money. And Joe has never had a problem with paying money for services, right? Like, if you're good, he's going to pay you. He pays the market. He believes in the market. So this is a situation where it felt like, even though the money's crazy, right, that there was something else that was significant, probably more significant, just because the money was set. Like, we're not going from 10 to 20, right? We're not talking about somebody who was underpaid and finally needs to be paid appropriately, right? We're not talking about somebody who thinks their position is undervalued by the market, right? It's like,
So it's like,
we're talking about somebody who's getting paid regardless. So there was something else that needed to be worked out. And I think he knew that his best play to get that worked out was the ability to leave. And that's one thing I will always admire about Steve Kerr. Like, he is principled, he has his things, and he is one of the most people few people I've ever met who's just comfortable saying, I will leave. Mm-hmm. You know who one of the other people is, TK? TK.
It does remind me of somebody who is happy working without a contract or having the contract come up. Yeah.
I will leave.
There's some similarities there. I'd say Phil Jackson. Like, you know, I'm sure Phil was somebody he was talking to through this. Popovich too, but Popovich different. He was never going to leave. But those are his guys.
There's the saying, I will leave, when you know nobody's going to let you leave. And then there's the saying, I will leave knowing it's possible.
Yep.
Like, you might have to leave. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually think Draymond is one of the people, like, I'll leave, but he know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows how loved he is with the Warriors. He knows. Yep. So,
yep. Well, he usually signs with, you know.
Absolutely. Then he ends up taking less money than, you know, in his mind, at least he could have gotten elsewhere.
He might do it again, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, it's a little different when you can be like, I will leave, and somebody might be like, all right, bye.
Yeah, that's the thing. It could have happened. It really could have. I mean, it wasn't going to happen with Mike Dunleavy there, and Joe, for all his volatile, perhaps, moments, is understanding. You know, I'm not saying they were tipped ready to do it, but they could have. They could have just said, you know what? You don't want to be here, maybe, right? So maybe you shouldn't be here. They really could have said that, but they were determined not to do that and not even to hint about it. Like, they were not going to have leaks about it. They were all the, you know, like you hear on so many other times, oh, maybe it would be, they got this and they're going to think about this. That was not coming out from them.
That's one of the reasons why I always thought he was staying. Because I just felt like we would have heard it. And for the record, like, not to diss the people who are, I'm the opposite. I'm more like, man, I ain't going nowhere. You know, I talk a good game, but I'm staying. So, like,
Don't put that on the record. Don't put that on the record.
I'm just saying, I don't want people out there thinking like, oh, he just, nah, I'm one of them. Like, you, I've watched you. Okay. You don't want, this is how it's going to be. Or if it's not, I'm leaving, right? I'm more of a, hey, here's what I would like. And whoa, who said something about leaving? That, so I just want to make it clear that I'm in that camp, right? Yeah, whatever I have in the other camp, you know, is from like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Like I wish I'd have known before I knew you that you could be like, that editor can't talk to me. I would have done that so long ago.
This is an interesting podcast right now.
Because you're Steve Kerr.
There are elements that I certainly recognize, and that's part. Like, I respect it. Again, you get to that point, the other side could say go. Like, they really could. They could just say go. And how many times, you know, have we seen coaches, they do this, but with 1 year left on their contract?
Yes.
You know, the team still has to pay them, but like, I want to leave, but you have to figure out how you give me an extension while I have 1 year left. I think Don Nelson did it with 2 years left on his contract.
2 years left on his deal. Yeah.
So he
basically would do the soft quit, right? He'd be like, you got this. I'm out, right?
Sick.
Like,
yeah. And oh, by the way, I might feel a lot better if you guarantee.
I'd heal right up. Yeah.
But also, Steve had ESPN. Let's just say it. He had ESPN. There was absolutely, if it wasn't an actual offer, it was a tacit offer to be their number one analyst. That's why I'm joking that the two happiest people tonight aren't necessarily everybody involved with the Warriors or Steve Kerr or his family. It's Richard Jefferson and Tim Legler, because they basically offered that job to Steve Kerr. And I know that. And it was multiple executives who were meeting either with Steve or with Steve's representatives. And that's, you know, it does give him an easy out. Like, if I don't want to do this, I've got this job. It's a very good job, but I don't think he really wants to do that job right now. I don't. I think
if he wanted to, he would have done it.
Yep. Now, it's not,
he could have just done it.
$18-20 million, but
that's what I'm saying. I still have not heard the reason for him to walk away from $20 million or from being the highest paid coach in the league and coaching Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's
like, I never heard the reasons.
Yeah, it's Steph. It's, well, it would be if they wanted it, like, we are going to draft a young player. We don't, it's going to be Acuff.
We want you far away from him. Yeah.
When you're not the right coach for this, and this is what we're going to do. But they were never going to say that, but they could have. And I think Kerr at some point wanted to hear that they wouldn't.
I don't think they believe that. I think they believe Steve Kerr has some shortcomings in very specific areas. Yep. But not like, I don't want you to learn from Steve Kerr at all. Like, yep. No, it's just like, be more open to some of this other stuff.
Yep.
Be more open to a different way. But not, I don't think anybody thinks he's a bad coach.
That's why
they just think.
I've been saying a lot of this was passive aggressive. Like, I don't know that, maybe when they met, you know, however many times they met in this 3-week period, some things were said. But I don't think anything was said before Steve talked to us after the Phoenix game. and talked about expiration date and all these come to an end. But I think that was on his mind. This is what they want from me. Like, this is what they want from me. I don't know if I could do it. But I don't think those things were said. I really don't think, you know, maybe suggested, hinted, but not like, Steve, you got to change if you're going to come back. I don't think that was ever said, at least to that point. And I would certainly don't think it happened in any meetings and negotiations. I just think that ideas and, you know, about if we do some of this, some more of that. I also think,
how to move forward. Yeah.
I also think they've really leaned into, we're going to go get another star. Now, we've heard this every summer, right? We've heard this every trade deadline. But sometimes they do get them. They got Jimmy Butler. I think there is a plan that they have either restated or re-underlined or even gone harder for, that they're going to go get somebody. And it's going to be somebody we know. I mean,
breaking news.
Yeah.
Tim Kawakami says the Warriors are going after Zion Williamson.
Yeah, there it is. That's who it is. Kelly Oubre, can they get him?
Yeah. You said star.
He looks pretty good. But he does look good. Listen, they can say all these things. They say it all the time. They thought they were going to get Kawhi at the trade deadline. They thought they were going to get Paul George, what, two off seasons ago. Like, they do this. But I think that is the plan. Like, that is the plan. Steve Kerr is the coach. Steve Kerr isn't the coach. I think Kerr needed to hear that. Again, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I think it was really reiterated to him. This is what we're doing. We got Steph Curry. This is what we're doing. And they get the number one overall pick. Obviously, I don't know. Does that mean they trade it? I don't, you know, these things,
You went from four to one?
Well, I know. I'm just saying, if you get the one, you could possibly trade that for Giannis, right? I mean,
there's no way you could trade that for Giannis. You get the one, you're keeping AJ DeBanta and figure it out.
It's interesting. And we were talking about it last time that I said, might as well just wait till the lottery because then you got so much more information. But they do it before the lottery. I know there's possible strategy involved with that. I would have waited just to see, but either way, you're going to want Steve Kerr as your coach.
To see, I mean, waiting is saying goodbye. Like, that's like having, like, are we going to stay together? Well, let me wait till this wedding to see if somebody great is there, and if not, then I'll we can get back together.
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling him that, then you're telling him
he might be saying that, right? He might be saying, I don't know. You were right, MT. Let's just say it. And it was developing as this week was going. Let's just say it. Steve Kerr at the Giants game was interesting. It really was. Not that it meant to be, but that was interesting. He was back in town.
It was like an intentional message, right?
Exactly. Like, it was, and like, that's when stuff started coming out. Like, it just felt like
if he had shown up at a Knicks game or a Yankees game or a Dodgers game, it would have been
exactly.
He goes to the hated Giants game.
Yes,
that's just expressing his affinity for
them. They were playing Padres, yeah. but that's not his team.
The enemy of my enemy. That's what you.
That's when it began. I'm not saying when the decision was made, although I think it was right around then. But that's when I started hearing. That's when I texted Fridell and MT going, this has changed now. I'm changing. But you know what? I was afraid to get too strong on it because Steve's like looking for everything. And if he thinks things are leaking, he might delay this. He might change his mind. You never know. So I certainly wasn't going to write anything until I heard it from him, his agent, or Joe Lacob or Mike Dunleavy. And I certainly did not hear that. I've heard like, you don't have to be part of the talk shows, like all that. Yeah. They ran through all that. I get it. This is just being smart. Like, you need to know what your options are and you need, like, am I going to have like, to Steve,
you got to do play by play and you got to be on Pat McAfee's show.
Exactly. Like, you know, maybe maybe he doesn't like that so much. And, you know, you and Kendrick Perkins.
I would love to see Steve on Pat McAfee.
Yeah, that would not happen. That would not happen. But, like, I do think the discussions got that far. Again, you know, all theoretical. But
exactly what you do in the high leverage situation. That's a negotiation tactic.
Another option. Unless you were going to bring them over to your Amazon Prime. I mean, I know
you feel me. I know they would have. I know they would have been into it.
They would have had to. They had to give them Marcus money, though. That's would have been tough.
That would have been tough. I had to siphon some off.
You tell yourself, no one wants your college era band tees. But on Depop, people are searching for exactly what you've got. You once paid a small fortune for them at merch stands. Now, a teenager who calls them vintage will offer that same small fortune back. Sell them easily on Depop. Just snap a few photos and we'll take care of the rest. Who knew your questionable music taste would be a money-making machine? Your style can make you cash. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Feel the rush. Live thoroughbred racing is happening now at Laurel Park, the Players Track. Every Friday through Sunday, the gates open at 11 a.m. and the action starts at noon. Free admission, fast-paced racing, and real wagering excitement from start to finish. Pick your horses, place your bets, chase the win. From live racing and simulcast action to great food, special events, and nonstop sports viewing, Laurel Park is where the action lives. Come, win, play. Visit laurelpark.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
There's a new way to sweet green. Meet Wraps, handheld, hearty, and made for life on the move. With bold, chef-crafted flavors, fresh ingredients, and over 40 grams of protein, they're built to satisfy without slowing you down. Try Wraps today in the app or at order.sweetgreen.com. Available at all participating locations.
So we definitely have to address an elephant in the room, which is there is no shortage of Warrior fans who are unhappy about this.
Yes, they are.
It's the way it goes in modern discourse and social media. But there are some things, right? There are some issues that need to be solved. How fair is it that Steve Kerr has this, you know, this kind of like hated, like half the audience feels like it hates it. I know being like covering Minnesota right now in the, you know, in the playoffs, it's like Minnesota fans, like they're just like, oh, Chris Finch.
Really?
I can't stand him. Oh, we got to get him out of here, right? It feels like every fan base.
Yeah. Especially with a really talented player.
Yeah, with a superstar, absolutely. Yeah,
because
they got a problem with the coach.
Yeah, the coach is the one who's limiting the superstar. It just comes with a bizarre twist with the Warriors, is that 4 championship with Steph Curry, all with Steve Kerr, none before him. It's who Steph wants to coach him. It's a unique situation. At some point, I do understand it. It's been 12 years. They have not won a title in a while, whatever, but it's kind of ridiculous.
They've won a title in 4 years.
Yeah, oh, horrible.
It's four years.
I do wonder who this – it's always the ideal replacement. Like, it's always this perfect replacement. It's going to come in and develop all these young players and be perfect for Steph. Who's that? Who is it? Like, give me a name. Give me a name who that perfect replacement coach for Steve Kerr.
Sweeney.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say that's perfect. And
it's hard for anybody to say. It.
Yeah, that's
the part that people miss about coaches. No matter what, a coach is going to have a strength and the coach is going to have the weaknesses. You're just trading strengths for weaknesses.
Absolutely.
So whenever the new coach comes in, he'd be like, oh, he's great at developing players, but then stars hate him, right? Like, and then you back in the same, like, yes. That's coaching. Like, you have a coach, he has a thing.
The number one supposed candidate this year was Taylor Jenkins. Do you think Taylor Jenkins would?
Yeah, Taylor Jenkins.
No way. I mean, Mike Malone takes the North Carolina job. It's another Michael Malone championship, you know, pedigree. But we were around him with the Warriors. I liked him, but you think that's the guy for Draymond and Steph? I would not think so. So, like, maybe there's going to be a coach after Steve. There's going to be somebody that, you know, maybe can win games after Kerr leaves, but this ideal replacement, like, you know, the 49ers fans go through this with Shanahan. They all these probably even more hate Shanahan. Maybe about the same.
It's like, I mean,
who's this coach?
He hasn't won a Super Bowl, so exactly. I'm saying.
And he's lost to him, which makes it even
worse. And he's lost to him.
But who is this perfect coach? Who is this thing out there, this, you know, incredible person who's going to make everything better and be better than the guy who still gets you some big wins, who still, you know, can get the most out of Steph Curry? It's hard to say. But yes, I do think there will be – we'll see how Steve does adjustments. I am really eager to see how this draft goes, because there are some very, you know, fitting Kerr players in this draft class.
There are some guys
who are not Kerr kind of players.
Like, yeah. Both good, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it's not like – so you could really rationalize – like, either way, like, John Hollinger just wrote, Cam Boozer is the best player in his top 15, right? And if the Warriors drafted Cam Boozer, I think half the Warriors fans will lose their mind, right?
Number one pick. Well, there's a double with that one. He's a Kerr kind of guy, and I think he might be a Mike Dunleavy kind of guy. Just kind of thinking he might be, since he played with Cam Boozer's dad.
But
Darren Peterson would not be a Kerr guy whatsoever. And, you know, the bands that probably could be a nice mix of the two, but like, there's just down the line, you kind of go, there's the Kerr 4 pick and there's the not Kerr 4 pick. There's the Kerr 5 pick. There's a not Kerr 5 pick. Do they get to a spot where, you know, again, I keep saying Acuff because I think he is just the classic non Kerr kind of player, but he's a really interesting, really talented player. Are they in the spot where – I don't think they're going to be in the spot because he's more like 6'7", and they really can't get – they can't get 6 or 7. But somebody like that, or do they go for a Kerr player? It would really be interesting. I think that's part of the philosophies. I do think they need players who play differently. I've kind of said that. They've tried it at times. It hasn't worked. We've said the names before. Dennis Schroeder was the latest one who did not work. But, yeah, it's part of it. And I imagine the Kerr is like, hey, I can do some of this. I've already have done some of this. Let's see what the practical case of it. But they need more talent. They need different talent. They need to expand this a little bit. They just can't be dead offensively if it's not Steph. That's the whole thing. They just can't do that. Whatever way they figure that out to be, they need that. But it's mostly, I think, by adding different kind of talent. And I think they can do it. And I think they will be motivated to do it.
Yeah, I think it's even greater than not being dead without, like, I think you need somebody who could have Steph sit. Steph's out tonight, and you're not
Jordan, like Jordan Poole, right?
Yeah, you're not on a prayer. Absolutely.
That was exactly. And you know what? Steve let him go, right? Steve let him play in a different way because Jordan
did.
I think the point is you got to be good at it for Kerr to really want to do it. And they've had some players who are not good at it. Kuminga could be the one who, you know, is going to be
decent.
I mean, and what didn't exactly fit that style. But James Wiseman wasn't going to be good in any style. It hasn't been good in any style. The other part that I do get is, like, are you just going to keep riding this until it's all – can't there be a retooling even while Steph's still playing? And isn't Steve just going to – it's just going to be the same thing with limited – ceiling.
I think Steph spoke to that. I think that was one of the more underrated parts where he's talking about we got to get out of this championship or bust mindset, essentially, and like establish like the right habits. I think a part of it is Steph saying we need to, like, the way that we did things, we need to just let that go and figure out the way we need to do things now.
Yep.
Right. And I do think that's a big part of the conversation where it's like this idea of a Steve Kerr player was trying to fit in the system that they won a championship with, but they're not winning a championship. So now it's like, how do you build towards that? And what if the system is different? That's where I feel like there's a trust, like you could trust Steve to build with the system. There isn't a more intellectually honest person. Like, if Steve Kerr doesn't know, I think he's the one who'll say, I don't know, and let's figure it out. Like, he wasn't a big analytics guy. Like, you're hearing him point out stuff like, you know, expecting field goal percentage. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't all he was doing. So, but I do think you're right. Like, he also has this very kind of strong, like, this dude can play and this dude can't play metric, right? Like, he's got like a thing where he's like, hey, this, like, he can't play. Like, he's not good in that sense. Or he's good, but it's not that kind of, it's not going to make a difference, right? His flaws are going to overcome.
It's going to screw up everything else to try to
his feature. His flaws are going to overwhelm whatever he can do well. So I do think you got to prove to him that, but it's just really hard for me as somebody who was there to not see how much he loved the other part. So if they're saying, if they have decided that they're on the same page and it's just not going to be split action, it's just not going to be everybody's working against Steph off ball shots, and they do need to be more ISO capable. They do need more pick and roll, right? They do need somebody else to run the offense, right? If they're on the same page, which the deal suggests, right? They got a 2-year deal. The whole point was we got to be on the same page. So that if he's in, then that 2-year deal means they're on the same page. Based on what Steph is saying and the way he was talking about it, I think that means we're not going to be so rigid about, you know, we got to have this type of guy, right? Like, you know, it's like, hey, maybe you run more 5 out, right? Maybe some of these guys who are automatic starters come off the bench now, right? You know, maybe players who you didn't like, you get a few more of them in. Like, it has to be that. Otherwise, it doesn't matter who the coach is.
Yeah,
you're not gonna do anything.
They don't have a lot of players though. That's they're gonna have to add a lot of players or sign some of their free agents. Be interesting to see what happens with Porzingis. Be interesting to see what happens with Al Horford. Obviously, we mentioned Draymond has a player option. He said he thinks the likeliest thing is to not exercise the option and sign a multi-year deal, presumably for less. Let's see if all that happens. I imagine a lot of it will. But yeah, you can see like a couple things. Like there's some players that GP2 coming back, and that, you know, beloved player, I get it. You have to run a certain thing for him to be on the floor. You really have to. Quinton Post would be another. Like, you really have to do things a certain way to have Quinton Post do, like, significant things, and he didn't do many of them last season. Like, there's a couple. Guy Santos is another one, but they signed him. So, like, he's on the team. I think he can be successful in a lot of different ways. But, like, those are three players I think of as, okay, when it came down to it, though, like, can you go get a bucket? Can you go beat your guy? Santos a little bit there in the second half, but, and again, he's signed long-term, but, like, just that Kerr specialty players. The other question, the open-ended one, we don't know the answer, and we shouldn't speculate, but I wonder if there's going to be coaching changes, assistants. I would imagine there would be. Sometimes
there, I mean, there has to be one. You lost DeMarco, right? So that's
you lost DeMarco, so one, but, you know, will other guys be encouraged to go elsewhere? I don't know. That I don't know. But tends to be in something like this. It does tend to happen that way. If they're making some adjustments, they're making some changes, they might want to bring somebody who can do different things. Now, they've tried that in the past, and it hasn't worked all the time. But Jama, right? Jama came in. It was going to different ideas, and that did not work. But we shall see on that one. But I think it will be something we can notice, these personnel changes. I don't think it'll be this grand new thing. But, yeah, I think, you know, guys who can get downhill, can get past their guy and just do their thing, I think that will be more of an emphasis with their bench guys, at least. Just do stuff that are – like, they have not wanted those guys on the bench. They just haven't. And it does make a difference when you got one or two of them. De'Anthony Melton was supposed to be that last season. He was a little bit, but he was just so limited. He was just so limited by the minutes he could play. I liked LJ Cryer for some of that, but he's, again, he's two-way guy, and he was limited by his leg. He just can't play that much. But something like that, you get three of those guys instead of one.
Ryan Rollins.
I mean, again, that's not their fault. He went to Ryan Rollins would be incredible for them. Not exactly a 0.5 second guy, but man, that guy can go downhill. He can go downhill and he can get to the bucket. And they who did they have who could get to the bucket this year? That's the NBA. Like, get to the bucket or make the defense stop you from getting the bucket and kick out. That's the NBA now.
Yes, spread five out and go, which, you know, they just got a lot of guys who now you're like, how do you fit? If they're leaning that way, how do you fit? Can you play that style of basketball? But you know, the good part is there's a lot of guys out there. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are third and fourth options, you know, who if you put them on the Warriors, they get like ample time. I mean, just watching Oklahoma City, man, they just it's like an entire roster of these guys. Like, AJ Mitchell is so good. Like, he's so good that Aaron Wiggins is like, you know, an extra.
Aaron Wiggins would help the Warriors.
Aaron Wiggins would help the Warriors immediately.
There's other guys
like,
out there.
Immediately. Like, it's just so many. Like, just Terrence Shannon Jr.
Who wasn't playing.
Just dusting him off.
That is an example of a player that would not fit the classic Kerr system, right? He's just a dribbler. He can get downhill.
Goes one way, left hand, every time.
He gets to his left. He finishes. He can beat defenses at the end of games. Again,
he can finish at the rim over bigs, like with contact. Strong dude.
That's the kind of player that, like, it can't just be no. It can't just be no. And I don't think it will be. And, you know, there's
like,
other
it can't be. Yeah. Like, based on this new deal, like, it can't be. Like, after they lost to the Clippers in a play-in game, that sounded like they all were like, yeah, this
they beat the Clippers. They beat the Clippers.
I'm sorry, at the Suns, Phoenix, yeah.
The Clippers was the greatest game in the
Clippers
history.
Was the greatest game of all time. Top 10 Warriors win of the era. When they fill out the list, the Clippers play-in win will be on the list. But they sounded like they knew you know, there was no talk of, man, if watch when we get healthy next year. It was like, eh, this ain't really working.
Yeah, this ain't really working.
One year removed, by the way, from feeling like they would have gave Oklahoma City a run in the West Finals. They went from, we think we can actually beat them, to this ain't working.
Jimmy's going to be 37 when he's coming back from an ACL. Like, there's reasons to think. Moses
might not play
next season. Like, there's reasons to think that.
And they're banking on Kristaps.
Yeah. I mean, if they lose him, it'd be very interesting where they go with that. And then, can they get someone else? Can they get the big star? But I think there will be moderate ideas, things, compromises, whatever you want to call it. I just think there will be. And the draft is going to be really interesting. Even if they're at 11, is it going to be somebody who's...
Some good players at 11, yeah, man.
Well, Nate Amon is the one I keep saying. Maybe he'll go higher. But, like, I think he fits either way. But how do you play him? How do you set that up? Do you play him even if he's making some mistakes on offense? But he's just so dynamic. He's interesting for you. That'll be something to watch, something to... You know, I don't know that Kerr's going to love talking about it every second, but he'll probably talk about it at least to start this. What is this going to look like? What type of player? I don't know. I mean, and the other point here is, what if it does screw up stuff a little bit? Like, the assumption is it won't, but what if it does?
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet, so Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
Some follow the noise. Bloomberg follows the money, because behind every headline is a bottom line. Whether it's the funds fueling AI or crypto's trillion-dollar swings, there's a money side to every story. And when you see the money side, you understand what others miss. Get the money side of the story. Subscribe now at Bloomberg.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
What do you screw him up? Screw him
like
up.
Like, he doesn't have the ball because someone else is dribbling it 15 times.
He needs to not. he needs spells where the entire universe is not based on him. Like, we're seeing the results of this, right? Like, how many games did he play this year?
He missed 30 like, something. Yeah.
So it's like he you need to be able to 43 games. You need to be able to spell him. And then he played 70 the year before and hamstring in the second round, right? Like you gotta account for that he's 6'3". He plays a crazy game. He's the best conditioned athlete in the league, but that's necessary because of the style of play. Like
He's
you know, he should stand in the corner sometimes and be able to just spot up on the wing. Yeah, he should be able to do that.
Yep, I would agree. And I think he's also thinking as he transitions into a different kind of role, it'll never be a minor role, but not the A1 scorer, possibly. This is not terrible for him. This is kind of how you do it. And
it's how it was when it was KD. That was the whole thing.
Yep.
It's like, hey, you take it. I'll stand over, here, draw the defense, and if they leave you, kick it to me. I might be the best spot up shooter too of all time, right?
Yep.
So it's like, to me, that's they have to find that. They have to find somebody Steve Kerr trusts enough to put the ball in their hands, but they also got to be able to go get you 25, 30 and like Jimmy maybe wasn't that anymore, but now he's out. So even if there was a like, all right, Jimmy's that guy, with another year, the more time in the system. Like, I don't know if you can just bank on that being Jimmy now.
Jimmy's he's by the end of the season, he's our little bonus or more than little bonus. Like,
he's a devastating matchup in a series, but you got to get to the series.
Yep.
Man, right, that's what you need. You got to get to the series.
They need other players. There's no question about it. And the draft is going to be a great way for them to do it. And again, let's see if they get the top four, because that'll be. Imagine Steve Kerr back, top four pick. That'd be two.
It's crazy.
And Larry Harris, tell us all about how you did it.
Give me Dalen Swain. I like him.
Yeah,
I like UT players. They produce good athletes.
Yeah, there could be a lot of different.
11 might be. What if they don't get top four? They get what? 11
or 12?
Where
it could be 13 or 14.
What's the highest probability?
Highest is 11, and then
12. Highest 11. Yeah.
11, 12, 13 is hard because two teams would have to jump in front of them. 14, yeah. All three teams behind him would have to jump in front of him. I don't think that's happening. So it's 11, 12, and then I think like 13 or top four would be in like in that range, you know, the odds of one of those in there. But 11 is definitely the highest odds for them. And 11 is not a bad spot. It's just not a bad spot in this year's draft. And it could be somebody that who plays. And you would not normally say that about the 11th pick. Certainly would haven't said it in some very recent drafts. So let's see. And I am now, I'm not just now, I've been thinking they're going to get a top four pick. I just have been thinking that. Although have you done the lottery odds at all? Done that spin it yourself? You do a little mock lottery, and I had to do it 14 times last time I tried to get them into the top four. So it didn't feel like it was that likely. But who knows?
12. I'm going 12.
12. Okay.
I do think there's a good player there at 12, though.
There's like 14 good players. There really are. Some are going to slip. Like somebody's going to slip from 8 to get to them. And then do you make that pick? This is a very good draft for them. And as someone pointed out, like these anti-tanking rules, it kind of helps a team like them that's going to win 40 to 44 games and maybe get knocked. And then you get in a play-in and you get knocked out, or even if you're in
still get a good player,
you'll get a good shot at it. You could get the top five pick, you know, or whatever the hell it's going to be. So that's not terrible. This is all not terrible for them. Steve Kerr coming back is solid for them. I get if fans are mad. I know that they are. Some of them are. But I just think it's the simplest thing is, what's the best thing for Steph Curry? That really should be the thing that Warrior fans think. Many of them don't, but this is the best thing for Steph
I think
Curry.
They're thinking that, but I think they're thinking that. They just don't think Steve Kerr is the best thing for Steph Curry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do think they're thinking that. I mean, that's part of the problem is, you know, the system they run, you know, doesn't work to that level, and people feel like it should change. You know, I just question if changing gets you to where you think you're getting. I just don't like changing the coach. You can't just change the system if you don't have the players to change the system, yep. Right? Yep. So if you run a five out and it's, you know, guys out there who just not naturally get a bucket, then
who's your other offensive scorers right now?
Yeah, exactly. So
I will bring up another criticism is that Kerr was ready to quit. Do you want a guy back who certainly thought about quitting at some point?
He wasn't quitting. I told you the whole thing was.
But I also think people have to realize that Steve's he's a different kind of guy. He's able to consider quitting and yet still be in it because he's got so many options.
He's just like that.
Yeah. Telling you that this is like, he might have other options. I'm going to see what
he's got other options, and he's been through things. So he's got good perspective.
Yeah. So like this is one guy where his mind's not going to drift. I really doubt it. Now, if it happens, it happens. I don't think he'll continue coaching, even if it's a 2-year deal in a second year, if he doesn't feel it. And I don't know that he will. So this is different. This is different than some, like, you know, I don't know, trying to think of coaches who burned out and just hasn't been great that last year. I don't think it's like that. I don't think he's burned out. I just think he didn't like last year. That's what I think. He did not like last season. And if it's not like last season, I think he'll be just fine, even if it is a little bit like last season. But listen, you're not going to have Steph miss 39 games and Jimmy blow out his knee in a year again. Theoretically, I guess you could, but and Moses get lost for a year plus. It's just not, those were the things that really wore him down. And losing those games early, remember when they blew those games, or like all those things,
games early hurt,
I think, and if he's not up to it, signed 2-year contract, he doesn't have, he can retire after one, you can always do that. So I wouldn't think there's a danger of that. He's still a very, very, you know, he's a freaking very active guy. I also think the idea of waking up, I'm free, isn't it great? I can play golf and, you know, I'm now bored. I want to go coach.
It sounds good until you're in it.
What do you want to do? Like, do I want to get on a plane and go to Oklahoma City for the fourth time this year and sit next to Mike Breen and call another 27-point Oklahoma City game? Or, you know, It's nice. It's not horrible, but I don't think that's where his passion is. I think his passion.
Especially, I think you want to be in action.
Yeah, you want to win or lose. Win or lose. And you might as well do that with Steph Curry if he possibly can. He might end up coaching somewhere else in 2 years. I've been pointing out college. I don't know where it would be, but I think college is very interesting to him. But right now, it's Steph Curry. Like, what's the job that's going to be doing this for him that's available if there isn't? So, Steph Curry, the Bay Area, Giants games, why the hell not? And you saw it early. I talked around it for various weeks, but I did see it starting Thursday morning. I'll just put it that way.
Never in doubt. We'll probably be back to discuss
lottery,
draft lottery. Yeah,
you got a ball game tomorrow, though.
I do, but you know the lottery's early. My game is late.
Okay.
So if they get
they'll do something.
What you're thinking? Yeah, I'll be coming to you live from the Target Center.
Yeah, have Ant walking by as we're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live from the Target Center.
I'm going to try to get to the Valkyries game, but that's later in the evening.
I was at the Lynx game tonight, and Valhalla's different. Yeah, I will tell you that. That place is different. Olivia Miles is the truth, by the way. Yep.
There's some really talented players in WNBA. There are some really – I don't know if the Valkyries have
them.
Veronica's nice. She's really good. She's my top 30 maybe. I don't think they have
a top 30. They don't have anybody in the top 20. Yeah.
No. I mean, Kayla's really good too, but that, like, you see the players. Like, you see that for that Wings Fever game. My God, the talent.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
All right, that's enough. We got to get you.
My fault. We will have all that you need on Warriors Plus Minus draft. Steve Kerr, like, we got it. It's the off season, but this is the best time of year. So make sure you like and subscribe, leave 5 stars, spread the word, listen to us, and we got you covered with what you need on the Warriors. For my guy Tim Kawakami and even Nick Friedel, wherever he is.
Sure. He's at Lakers Thunder where
he's. Yeah, he was at Lakers Thunder. That's right. We will keep you posted. Until next time.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!